Nigel Show on 93 WIBC.
Hammer's over there. Hey now, my name is Nigel. Disgraced former Twitter executives Vijaya Gad, Yoel Roth, Jim Baker all testifying under oath before a House Oversight Committee this week in relation to, temporarily suppress the New York Post story. And, yeah, I hope they ask some very tough questions. It looks like the committee is going to have them and grill them. They subpoenaed. They're under subpoena. They're testifying. Who were you exactly were you talking to from the DNC in the closing weeks of the 2020 presidential election campaign when you decided to suppress the Hunter Biden story? Who exactly were you talking to from the Biden campaign? Who exactly from the FBI were you communicating with? All questions I'd like to know.
Looking forward to that, especially that weasel Yoel Roth, because he was kind of being a smartass about the fact that he was meeting with the FBI on a regular basis. Well, why were they meeting? Were they meeting to limit and silence some voices? We'll find out later this week. Tomorrow night, big night, Nige. Joe Biden. They're going to prop him up there like Weekend at Bernie's. They're going to put the peanut butter on his dentures to make it look like he's talking. And it's the State of the Union address. Tailgate worthy?
He's Mr. Ed. They used to make Mr. Ed talk. Tailgate worthy? Nah. No, I don't know. I guess I'll just watch it because I have to for work. But I mainly just maybe get the Cliff Notes in the mornings.
I'm going to watch it. Again, we say this all the time. We watch this crap so you don't have to. It's a popular opinion, but we've been saying this for a long time, and we got a bingo card available. Have you seen the bingo card?
Hilarious.
So
did you tweet that out?
I did. On Twitter. I think okay. I've got it pinned at the top. Facebook and Instagram. Just look for Hammer and Nigel. The State of the Union bingo card is now available. What are some of the things that you see on the card here,
Okay, Nige? So if you're watching the State of the Union address tomorrow night and Biden says the word malarkey.
Oh, it's
go
a
ahead
favorite.
Mark it off.
Okay.
Biden falls down trips.
Possible.
Promises free stuff to people. A come on man. This is my favorite one. Biden has a gross wet cough.
That is on the card for sure.
Which again, you can go to WIBC.com, go to the Hammer and Nigel page to right click and download or screenshot it or whatever you do. And it's at Hammer and Nigel on Twitter and Facebook.
And if you're playing the game, like if you actually print off the card, send us a picture of you playing the game and we'll retweet as many as we can at Hammer and Nigel.
If he says electric car, cross it off. Love it.
Stares and squints really long into the teleprompter.
Yep.
So that's coming up tomorrow. But today it's all about this Chinese spy balloon. It's the biggest story in the country because there are so many layers to it. When did Joe Biden know? Was he going to tell us? Did they only shoot it down because people in Montana saw the thing and there was outcry in this nation? Did Donald Trump know about it? So many questions. And it got me thinking, Nige.
Yes.
What other big things about balloons have happened? And then I did a little research and I think this would be the perfect time for a special balloon edition of Fun Facts for Kids.
Okay. Wow.
It's time for Hammer and Nigel's Fun Facts for Kids.
These are little pieces of information that the younger listeners of the Hammer and Nigel show can enjoy.
All right.
Special balloon edition. The rubber balloon that we know today was first discovered by a scientist, Michael Faraday. Faraday died a painful death caused by mercury exposure. Slow and devastating symptoms included muscle weakness, twitching, and kidney damage.
Fun facts for kids!
I'm not sure how that's a... what you would call a fun fact.
The first passengers on hot air balloons were not humans. Instead, it was a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. The balloon flew for 15 minutes, then ultimately crashed to the ground, meaning there was a good possibility that nearby children playing in a meadow were splattered with the blood and bones of some of their favorite barnyard animals.
Fun facts for kids!
That's That's not a fun fact. That's neither fun nor I doubt that's a fact.
Oh, it's a fact. These are all true facts.
Okay.
You can doubt whether they're fun or not, but do not question my research. A surgical procedure called an angioplasty uses tiny balloons that are inserted into a blocked blood vessel. Mm-hmm. We've all heard about an angioplasty.
Sure, yeah.
Sometimes the chest pain can occur during angioplasty because the balloon briefly blocks off blood supply to the heart, causing imminent death.
Fun facts for kids!
I think this one's my favorite. Balloon Fest took place in 1986. It was an event in Cleveland, Ohio. And Balloon Fest was partnered with the local chapter of the United Way. They were trying to set a record by releasing almost 1.5 million balloons. Mm. It took place on September 27th, 1986, and was intended to be a harmless fundraising publicity stunt. But the balloons drifted back over the city. They also drifted over Lake Erie, and they landed in the surrounding areas, causing problems for traffic. The nearby airport had to be closed for a little bit. And the event also interfered with the United States Coast Guard rescue attempt for two boaters who were later found drowned to death.
Fun facts for kids!
That is awful.
Balloon Fest 86. I wonder if anybody has a t-shirt.
Interfered with the Coast Guard search for two boaters.
Dolphins, whales, turtles, and many other marine objects.
I don't like this is where this is going.
As well as animals such as cows, dogs, sheep, turtles, birds, have all been hurt or killed by balloons. The animal is usually killed from the balloon because they ingest it and it blocks the digestive tract, leaving them unable to take in nutrients. So the animal slowly starves to death.
Fun facts for kids!
That is one of the worst things I think I've heard in this segment.
It's a fact. Lastly, balloon dueling is actually a thing.
I'm sorry?
Balloon dueling. French statesmen de Grandpas and Le Pic had an actual duel while on hot air balloons fighting over a woman. Le Pic's balloon was shot, and he was shot to death and ultimately fell to earth, where his bullet-ridden corpse smacked the pavement like a sack of wet cement.
Fun facts for kids!
Well, kids, I hope you stayed in the car for that one.
See? The criticism of this show that we're not kid-friendly, fake news.